The first thing you have to know is this. God is awesome. And God is bigger and more mysterious than we know. Any words we use to describe God are just that, words. We use words to try to explain something that really can't be explained.
But we try. The Bible uses lots of words and pictures to describe who God is to us.
Can you give some examples?
Yes. Yes, I can. The Bible says God is like Mother Hen, like a father, like wind and fire, like water and air, like a dove, like thunder.
Oh, okay. I get it. Lots of ways to try to describe God. The one we're going to concentrate on today is light. God is light.
And so we're going to tell you some of the places in the Bible that talk about God as light. And here are Deb and James to do that.
The Bible tells us two different versions of the story of creation. While each of them is different in detail, the message is the same. The world is a good gift from a good God. The first chapter of Genesis says, God said, let there be light, and there was light. From that time on, the people experienced light in so many ways, and it was the same light. It was always the same light. And so, listen up, because there's stuff for you to do here. So from now on, when we say, that's the story of our faith, you say, the light kept shining. So we're going to practice that. That's the story of our faith.
The light kept shining.
You're very talented. When people were wandering in the wilderness, they sometimes felt afraid. God led them through the wilderness, like a cloud in the daytime and at night, a pillar of fire. And that's the story of faith.
Faith.
When Moses went up the mountain to receive the Ten Commandments, he came down and his face was shining so brightly that he had to cover it. And that's the story of our faith.
And the light kept shining.
When the prophet of Elijah was taken to heaven, it was a whirlwind. The horses and chariots of fire. That's the story of our faith.
And the light kept shining.
The night Jesus was born. The glory of the Lord, which was like a cloud of light that had been with the people from the beginning, the glory of the Lord shone on a field full of shepherds and sheep. And that's a story of our faith.
The light kept shining.
When Jesus grew up, he taught many people many things. One of the things that he told us is, you are the light of the world, he said. So let our light shine, so people will see it and give glory to God. Imagine, Jesus says that we are the light of the world, and that's the story of our faith.
And the light kept shining.
And then one day, Jesus went up the mountain and took three of his friends with him. Suddenly, he seemed to change right in front of their eyes. He began to shine, and they saw him talking with Moses and Elijah, who had died years ago. And that's a story of our faith.
When he began to shine, it was as though the light of the world was shining in him and out of him. God's light at creation, the light that led people when they were afraid and lost, the light that shone through women and men all through history, all of it shining in Jesus' face.
Shining warm and shining bright. Later, the gospel writer John would say, the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has never put it out.
These are just a few stories from the Bible where light is a sign of God.
What is important to remember is that God's light shines in so many different ways. We need to keep our eyes open for how God's light shines now in our own world.
And I hope that you will remember what Jesus said. You are the light of the world. Let's all let our own light shine. And who knows, maybe this world will be transfigured.